From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for your God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up on high to a mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be? Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him and at peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father, your blessing.
May the words of Almighty God be on your mind, and the lips and the hearts and the early proclaims for the gospel. May the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths.' John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The people of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: 'One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Advent always evokes memories of Christmas when I was a child. A firm tradition for Christmas morning was established with my three older brothers and then continued with the rest of the 10 children of my family. First, no one was allowed out of their beds before sunrise. Only then could one of them go and wake up my parents. Before sunrise, bad idea. Then my parents would go downstairs, they would light the Christmas tree, and they would get coffee for themselves and get the fireplace going, get everything set up. And in the meantime, all of us children would sit on the steps waiting for the signal, for which my father would then give, and all of us would go rushing down the stairs, whip through the kitchen, into the living room, and to rip open all of our presents. Being on those stairs and waiting was a wonderful and a terrible experience. It would just last forever. And at the same time, It was such a fun thing because you knew what was coming was going to be great. You knew it was going to be fun. Not only the presents, but you just knew that this was the start of a wonderful, maybe even a perfect day. This experience of waiting in hope taps into what this season of Advent is about. We wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior. The prophet Isaiah is a prophet of hope. He speaks of a time when the world will be made right, when swords will be beaten into plowshares. In poetic language, he envisions a world where the wolf will be a guest of the lamb and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. He envisions a world ruled by justice, where the poor and the needy are lifted up and those who abuse their power are brought down. Isaiah had great hopes. Now, hope sounds like a great thing, and it is, but it can be really hard sometimes. Anyone who's had his or her hopes dashed knows how hard it is to hope again. When one of my sisters lost her child in the 7th month of her pregnancy, she knew how difficult it was to hope again the following year when she was pregnant once again. Or the student who really hopes for a break on a test or a paper and doesn't get one, finds it really hard to hope again for the next time. And all of us are looking forward to the end of this horrific pandemic. But when will it end? Waiting, hoping can be hard. Sometimes we fall into the opposite of hope, and that's despair. The musician Bruce Hornsby sings a song where the main refrain is, "That's just the way it is. Some things will never change." It's a statement of despair. It says we can't make a difference. It says don't get your hopes up. It's not worth having them crushed. But you know, that's always the risk of hoping. Our faith is about hoping. We can't be a people of faith and not also people of great hope. But our hope is not in things, nor is it ultimately in ourselves or in other people. Our hope is in a Messiah, a Savior. Words that we don't use too often, but our hope is ultimately in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in God who will sustain us. Even more, our hope is in a God who wants to help us to live our lives in such a full way that beyond even what we can imagine. The prophet Isaiah hoped that one would come to save us, to lead us out of despair to hope. And in today's reading, he says, "Here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord our God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. And in his arms, he gathers the lambs, and carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care." Our hope is not ultimately in ourselves, but in the one prophesied by Isaiah and the other prophets, a Messiah. In the season of Advent, we look at our lives and our world. We focus our attention once again, maybe for the first time, on the one who is the source of our hope, Emmanuel, the name which means God with us. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. He challenged the people to give some witness that they meant to reform their lives. Perhaps his challenge applies to us as well. What do we need to do to prepare for the way of the Lord? Where in our lives have we lost hope? We need to gain it back again. In contrast to despair, hope leads us to action. to do something about the wrongs in this world and to make them right. How might you reach out to the poor, to the afflicted, to people who are treated unfairly, and be a part of making things right? And what might you do? How might you prepare to make Christ your ultimate place of hope?